song and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry old and sweet singing in the choir.
By the fire, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, playing all the merry old and sweet singing in the choir.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells above they ring, making spirits rise. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jing, 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 all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jing, 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 all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jing, 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 jing.
Jingle Bells, one of the most popular songs ever written, was penned by a church organist and Confederate soldier who was born in Boston, named James Lord Pierpont. It might have the distinction of being the first recorded Christmas carol, as it was recorded on an Edison cylinder in 1889. It's given a treatment here by Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Orchestra that Pierpont could never have imagined when he wrote it in 1857.
Thank you.
Next up, the great tenor saxophonist Dexter Gordon and his quartet play Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, first sung by Judy Garland in the 1944 movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis. Then pianist, composer, singer Harry Connick Jr. and his band perform the Leroy Anderson-composed Sleigh Ride.
Mm-hmm. Together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Come on, horses. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? Ooh, we're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on! There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop, 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 pop. There's a happy feeling, nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Hey, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. You, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, baby, take a sleigh ride with me.
The Kenny Clarke Francie Bolin Big Band, one of the only truly global big bands, led by an American bebop drummer and a Belgian pianist-composer. It's also one of the very best. They perform My Favorite Things and a traditional English folk song, Greensleeves, which becomes known by a different name at this time of year because its melody was set to a religious poem back in 1871 and called What Child Is This?
Thank you.
One of the most popular animated shows to watch every holiday season is A Charlie Brown Christmas. And one of the most popular sounds are those produced by Vince Guaraldi, the composer of the soundtrack for the Peanuts specials and his trio. Let's hear three from A Charlie Brown Christmas. First, O Tannenbaum, or in English, O Christmas Tree, a traditional German folk song that over time became a Christmas carol. Then the Guaraldi original that accompanies the gang's trip to the frozen pond, skating. And finally, another original by Vince, Christmas is Coming. Now we travel in a very appropriate direction for this time of year, up north to Toronto, Canada, to hear a medley by the Canadian valve trombonist Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass. The medley consists of White Christmas, Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn's tongue-in-cheek musical Irony, written in 1945 in sunny Hollywood, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and 1934's Winter Wonderland. Thank you. With the help of modern technology, bringing Nat Cole and his daughter Natalie together for a duet, as well as help from the London Symphony Orchestra, this is Mel Torme's The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys.
Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so we're offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Apparently, some of humanity's problems haven't changed much in the over 280 years since George Friedrich Handel wrote The Messiah. We now hear a movement from Handel's great oratorio titled Why Do the Nations So Furiously Rage? It's expressed by Al Jarreau and a group of wonderful musicians through the musical lens of Quincy Jones.
Why do so furiously rage to give the proof. Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the nations rage, the literature rage, rage? Why do they rage so furiously together? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Why do they imagine a vain thing? Imagine a vain thing. Why do the nations so furiously rage together? And why do the people, and why do the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the nations? And why do they imagine a vain thing? Why do they imagine a vain thing? Imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth. The Lord and his anointed, but why do they imagine a vain thing? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Imagine a vain thing. Imagine that they could imagine such a vain thing. Why?
Next up are three offerings from the CD Jazz to the World. First, Herb Alpert and Jeff Lorber bring us Winter Wonderland. Then the jazz R&B crossover group 4Play plays It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, followed by another Christmas carol from the mid-1800s by the jazz crossover group Steps Ahead. Angels We Have Heard on High. For a long time, thought to be a piece written by the Protestant reformer Martin Luther, we now know Away in a Manger as an American creation. It's performed here by composer and instrumentalist Tom Kubas and his big band, followed by a Tom Kubas creation dealing with the seasonal laments of a musician. It features the somewhat Grinch-like Jack Sheldon, and it's called A Jazz Musician's Christmas.
You guys got anything slow?
Well, January and February, Christmas time and the holidays, I go from gate to gate, setting up and tearing down. At least I'm still in town. I'm playing nice and simple for the old folks. If they heard my flat fives and my minor nines, I'd be heading for the unemployment lines. Cha-cha this and a rumba that, then it's rock and roll. Breaks too long and the band's too loud, critics in the crowd. The leader's getting nervous and his son is sitting in. Oh yes, it's a jazz musician's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzo moves on the vocalist. Hubby's playing drums. Sure could use an open bar, but got stuff in the car. Request sent on a napkin. Wow, a dollar. That's good. Remembering the bridges to those Christmas tunes are the death of me in the singer's key. One more set, we're closing in. Get them out the door. We've done the hits, we've made it snow. So why don't they just go? The host forgot his checkbook, I hate that. And the bread stuck in the mail. Oh, yes, it's a jazz musician's Christmas.
Oh, Jack, do you know what's a jazz musician's Christmas?
Yes. Hit it, boy.
Speaking of the Grinch, let's hear from the old curmudgeon himself. Through the brilliant collaboration of Dr. Seuss's imagination, Chuck Jones's animation, Boris Karloff's narration, and the music of Albert Haig, here's the ending of the ultimate tale of redemption, one we should all absorb, especially at this time of year. Enjoy, and keep on listening.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks, your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
It was a quarter of dawn, all the who's still abed, all the who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their snoof and their fuzzles, their tringlers and trappings. Feet up. Up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump. Poo-poo to the who's, he was grinchily humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, poo-poo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. And the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low. Then it started to grow.
Oh,
of this. The sound wasn't sad. What? The sound sounded glad. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile in his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing hoo-hoo on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoof and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. Christmas Day will always be just as long as we have we. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand.
Good evening. You're listening to KFSK Petersburg, member of the Coast Alaska Regional Public Radio Organization. KFSK broadcasts its main signal at 100.9 FM. We broadcast that signal over translators K201AL Port Protection at 88.1 FM, K216AA Point Baker at 91.1 FM, K241AS Will Pass at 96.1 FM, and K276BD Petersburg at 103.1 FM.
Welcome to the Echoes of Jazz Cool Yule Christmas Special. And we open today's show with that very tune from the one and only Louis Armstrong. Cool Yule was written by Steve Allen. Yes, that's Steve Allen. The co-creator and first host of The Tonight Show was also a Grammy-winning jazz composer who wrote thousands of songs recorded by many of the best singers. After Cool Yule, we'll hear Louis performing the campy "Is That You, Santa Claus?" Then one from the pen of the Duke of Ellington, Jingle Bells.
I'm gonna on the island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys. So day Santa comes on day. Come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip with old Saint Nick, place a lick on a peppermint stick. Come a-flying from a higher place, fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you ever use that stool. Trip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. Gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the corners of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come a calling when the snow's the most. Cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays the lick on the peppermint stick. You come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you ever use that school? Ever use that school? Yeah, school, yo. Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Oh, winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today. But I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you. I can't say God. That's him, all right.
Now for two of my favorite anti-carols from opposite ends of the spectrum. A seductive Eartha Kitt coos to Santa her over-the-top Christmas list in Santa Baby. I especially enjoy playing this one because the song was banned in parts of the U.S. for being too suggestive when it first came out in 1953. And Eartha Kitt was under CIA surveillance in the 50s and 60s for her anti-war work and activism for the disenfranchised. We'll follow Santa Baby with a composition from the jazz singer Bob DeRoe called Blue Xmas. It's arranged by Gil Evans and played by the Miles Davis Sextet. Blue Xmas vilifies the hypocrisy and crass commercialism that Santa Baby seems to celebrate. The tenor solo is by Wayne Shorter.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. If you believe in me,
boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a bright one, but for me it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tins are in the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and oh, to give and ah, to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me,
next up, three from two saxophone giants. John Coltrane shows his affinity for classic melodies, three-quarter time, and minor vamps. From The Sound of Music, his classic quartet plays My Favorite Things, which was not intended to be a Christmas song, even with its warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages, sleigh bells, and snowflake lyrics. But after Julie Andrews sang it on a TV Christmas special, it's since been considered a Christmas classic. Then the quartet plays Greensleeves, which was the melody used for the Christmas song What Child Is This? The original song, Greensleeves, was written in the Elizabethan era and is about a spurned lover somewhat salaciously accusing his ex of being a greensleeve, which denotes a woman, maybe even a prostitute, who often cavorts in the grass, thus staining her gown sleeve. Then we'll hear from the unique multi-instrumentalist Rahsaan Roland Kirk. All the sax sounds you hear in We Free Kings, which is his version of We Three Kings, are played by Rahsaan at the same time without any overdubs. Check it out. Of course, that was also Rahsaan playing flute in his interesting version of We Three Kings. It was played in 6/8 time, which had the effect of stretching the melody out, making it sound as if each phrase took two measures of three beats to play, instead of the usual one. Rahsaan also soloed on an instrument of his own design that looks like a curved soprano sax called the manzello. Now we turn to a more rhythmically standard version of We Three Kings of Orient Are in 3/4 time. But no less interesting, this is the Stan Kenton Orchestra, with a mellophone section replacing the sax section, giving it a brass choir feel. A mellophone is pitched between a trumpet and trombone, similar to a French horn, except it points straight out front with piston valves like a trumpet. Then we'll hear the Kenton Band play their version of Good King Wenceslas.
Thank you.
Frank Lesser was a Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, writing the music and lyrics for many Broadway shows and movies. He won one Academy Award for a song that he and his wife would sing at celebrity shindigs that got them elevated to A-list status. And when his wife heard that Frank sold the song to MGM, she became angry and was quoted as saying, "I felt as betrayed as if I'd caught him in bed with another woman." The song has been recorded many times over the years. This is one of the best, sung by Ray Charles and Betty Carter, "Baby, It's Cold Outside." Then we'll hear one of the most interesting and swinging vocal groups, the Swingle Singers, accompanied by bass and drums. The 5-time Grammy-winning group performs a medley of "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen," "The First Noel," and "Go Tell It on the Mountain."
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half.
Why don't
drink
you put some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think,
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks red.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Betty, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. You had that charm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves up on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mine is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a
oh,
cigarette.
Oh, never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there. I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be time to
think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
you really can't stay.
Get over that old love.
But it's cold.
merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
This next piece is from an operetta first performed in the early 1900s, adapted for stage, film, and TV many times over the last century, and composed by Victor Herbert, who wrote many successful operettas for the Broadway stage at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. From the operetta Babes in Toyland, its most endearing musical legacy, March of the Toys, as played by the phenomenal trumpet player Doc Severinsen and his Tonight Show Orchestra.
Thank you.
Sammy Kahn was nominated for 31 Academy Awards for his work writing songs for motion pictures, more than any other songwriter. The annual award for movie songs and scores is called the Sammy in his honor. This next song is not one of his major hits. It's a song dealing with the occasionally lonely side of Christmas. And Sammy collaborated with a man named David Holt in the writing of this song. You most likely don't know that name, but it was a 7-year-old David Holt who was under contract at Paramount Pictures and billed as the male Shirley Temple. When his acting career didn't pan out, he turned to music, writing songs and playing jazz piano. It's nice to have something to fall back on. Here's the Holly Cole Trio playing Sammy Kahn and David Holt's Christmas Blues.
The jingle bells are jingling, the streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping, there's not a store I've missed. But what's the use of stopping when there's no one on your list? You know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I got the Christmas blues. When somebody wants you, when somebody needs you, oh, Christmas is a joy of joys. But oh, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys. May all your days be merry, your seasons full of cheer, but till it's January, I'll just go and disappear. Santa might have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues.
Our last holiday offering is from the CD Tom Kubis Big Band, A Jazz Musician's Christmas. It features the tongue-in-cheek hipness of one of my favorites, singer and trumpeter Jack Sheldon, performing the 12 Days of Christmas. It's an old English carol with lyrics written in the 1700s, and I guess that's why the gifts always seem so antiquated and impractical to me. Jack, however, updates them to a musician's more specific, pragmatic needs. Have a wonderful holiday. And don't forget, it can be made more wonderful if you keep on listening.
On the first day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the second day of Christmas, my agent gave to me 2 overdubs and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the third day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the fourth day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. My agent gave to me a 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the sixth day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. The seventh day of Christmas, my agent gave to me 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the eighth day of Christmas, my agent gave to me an 8-hour side night, 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. My agent gave to me 9 days of cruise ships, 8-hour sideline, 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the 10th day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a 10-minute showcase, 9 days of cruise ships, 8-hour sideline, 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record. Our jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the 11th day of Christmas, my agent gave to me 11 bye-bye birdies, 10-minute showcase, 9 days of cruise ship, 8-hour sideline, 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. On the 12th day of Christmas, my agent gave to me a 12-hour telethon, 11 bye-bye birdies, 10-minute showcase, 9 days of cruise ship, 8-hour sideline, 7 days in Elko, 6-hour bar mitzvah, 5 record deal, 4-hour wedding, 3-hour jingle, 2 overdubs, and a jazz gig he booked us for free. I don't mind that.
But I mean, seems like we could get something for playing jazz. Just, you know, $2, $5, anything. All that other stuff. Well, anyway, I guess I shouldn't complain. Christmas is here, and we gotta have the right attitude. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, and good night.
Good evening. It's almost 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KFSK. Coming up next, we'll have some tunes from A Very Hlinka Christmas. It's a Christmas album by Edward Littlefield. Hope you like this. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll turn to some regularly scheduled programming with All Songs Considered and Alt Latino. Thanks for your company. This is KFSK.
On the clake day of Christmas, my honey gave to me a raven in a spruce tree. On the day of Christmas, my honey gave to me two stoic eagles and a raven in a spruce tree. On the nusk day of Christmas, my honey gave to me three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On the duckoon day of Christmas, my honey gave to me four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On the Cajun day of Christmas, my honey gave to me five copper tin eyes, four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On Clédechaux day of Christmas, my honey gave to me six jars of berries, five copper tin eyes, four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On Dunkirchshire day of Christmas, my honey gave to me seven salmon spawning, six jars of berries, five copper tin eye, four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven a spruce tree. On the Scudisher day of Christmas, my honey gave to me eight bentwood boxes, seven salmon spawning, six jars of berries, five copper tin eye, four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On Gashuk day of Christmas, my honey gave to me nine halibut hooks, eight bentwood boxes, seven salmon spawning, six jars of berries, five copper tin on, four chilcat robes, three pilot breads, two stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. On Jinkat day of Christmas, my honey gave to me 10 canoers paddling, 9 halibut hooks, 8 bentwood boxes, 7 salmon spawning, 6 jars of berries, 5 copper tin on, 4 chilcat robes, 3 pilot breads, 2 stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. Jinkakot Lake, day of Christmas, my honey gave to me 11 beaters beating, 10 canoers paddling, 9 halibut hooks, 8 bentwood boxes, 7 salmon spawning, 6 jars of berries, 5 copper tin up, 4 chilcat robes, 3 pilot breads, 2 stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree. Jinkakadeach day of Christmas, my honey gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 beaters beating, 10 canoers paddling, 9 halibut hooves, 8 bentwood boxes, 7 salmon spawning, 6 jars of berries, 5 copper tin up, 4 chill catch ropes, 3 pilot threads, 2 stoic eagles, and a raven in a spruce tree.
Blueberry jam and spruce dip cookies, blueberry jam and spruce dip cookies, blueberry. frosted cookies to pass all around. Our hearts wish you good cheer today and always. We wish you Sigul Kiswas and a Thlinkit New Year. We love to share Alaskan goodies. We love to share Alaskan goodies. We love to share Alaskan goodies. Christmas or anytime. Our hearts wish you good cheer today and always. We wish you Sigul Kiswas and a Thlinkit New Year. We wish you Sigul Kiswas. We wish you Sigul Kiswas. We wish you Sigul Kiswas and a Thlinkit New Year. Your beauty soars above.